KSA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. The death toll is rising after a large tornado tore through Little Rock on Friday.
Right now we are have 5 confirmed fatalities.
That's Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who says she activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency. One person also died in Belvidere, Illinois, after a tornado caused a roof to collapse during a concert. The National Weather Service says it received more than 50 preliminary tornado reports across 7 states. Former President Trump's campaign wasted no time in cashing in on his indictment.
The indictment has been profitable for former President Trump's current campaign. Trump has raised over $4 million. Since he was indicted in Manhattan on Thursday. Following that indictment, Trump's campaign began sending out fundraising emails. Trump also asked for donations on his Truth Social platform, writing, "If you are doing well, which was made possible through the great policies of the Trump administration, send your contribution to DonaldJTrump.com." I'm John Schaefer.
Funerals are being held for the 6 people killed in last week's mass shooting at the Covenant School. Mourners packed Woodmont Christian Church on Friday to remember 9-year-old Evelyn Dykehouse in a celebration of life. A private service for 9-year-old Hallie Scruggs was set for Saturday. 9-year-old William Kenny will be laid to rest on Sunday. Funeral services for the 3 adult staff members also killed in the shooting rampage will conclude on Tuesday. Pope Francis is home from the hospital. The Pope left the hospital Saturday morning after spending 3 days recovering from bronchitis. He stood and answered reporters' questions outside Rome's Gemelli Hospital, embraced and blessed a crying woman, spoke to a young couple, and then was driven back to the Vatican. Francis says he'll deliver the Palm Sunday prayer from St. Peter's Square. This is USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The NCAA Women's Basketball Championship is set.
LSU will take on Iowa for the women's basketball title after both teams advanced Friday. LSU used a 22-3 run in the fourth quarter to top Virginia Tech 79-72. The other game saw Iowa's Caitlin Clark continue her incredible postseason, scoring 41 points to hand defending national champion South Carolina their first loss of the season, 77-73. The men play their semifinals tonight. I'm Karen Sloan.
A TV drama about the legendary baseball player named the Iron Horse is in the works. The Hollywood Reporter says Apple, Universal Television, and Broadway Video plan to adapt Jonathan Eyng's book, Luckiest Man, The Life and Death of Lou Gehrig, as a scripted series. It's not known if Major League Baseball or the New York Yankees are involved in the project. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, appears to be headed to the top of the box office for its opening weekend. It scored more than $15 million on Friday, including some Thursday screenings, to overtake John Wick Chapter 4, Variety reported. The Keanu Reeves action flick managed $7.8 million on Friday. On the topic of making millions, there was no Mega Millions winner in the multi-state lottery on Friday night, meaning Tuesday's jackpot will jump to $385 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.